Dominion 2024 14 days fasting and prayer. From the 4th to the 17th of March 2024, right here at Porter City Mutual Pram Pram with God's servant Nana Sayopoku Sakodie.
I want to preach in your spirit what I call possibility living.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
You see, Pastor Abed quoted something. He said, in this perilous time, we are in a very strange time. Very, very strange time. Things are moving fast and they are moving on a negative tangent.
Yes, sir.
Amen. So you have to really work on your spirit, your soul, and your mind. Each one of them has to be in proper alignment. Hallelujah. It is very, very important. You see, as you are praying, your spirit man is developing. Hallelujah. As you are fasting, you are building your spirit man. But is your mind thinking right? Because the Bible said that the spirit lusted against the flesh and the flesh lusted against the spirit. They are contrary to one another. Hallelujah. So that means that there is already a battle between the flesh and the spirit. The mind is neutral. Whichever one gains ascendancy, the man will move towards it. Now, if you look at the Bible very carefully, there is antidote for our spirit. Once you receive Jesus Christ, your spirit is regenerated. You are a new creature. You are born again. Are you with me? Hallelujah. Amen. There is no antidote for this flesh. There is even antidote for the devil. Because by the time Jesus Christ rose from the dead, now hear me, our anchor of Christianity is based on the resurrection. If Jesus didn't rose from the dead, we are like Buddhists. Yeah, we are like any other religion. The difference between us and other religions, our master is alive. Every other religion, their master is in the grave. That is the difference. Believe it or not, I'm not the one saying. That's what the Bible said.
Yes,
hallelujah. One of the greatest fascinating is when I go to Israel and I enter the tomb of Jesus and you see a writing there. He is not here. He is alive. It means that Jesus rose from that tomb and walked out. Now, the resurrection of Jesus Christ is the proof of the devil's defeat. So when the devil couldn't keep Jesus in the grave, the Bible said death. Oh, you are not listening to me. The resurrection, when Jesus rose from dead, is a major proof that Satan is defeated.
Yes.
Amen. The resurrection is the proof of the devil's eternal defeat. So anytime you are dealing with the devil, you have to have the resurrection at the back of your mind.
Yes,
that the reason I'm coming after you is that my master Jesus overcame you and defeated you.
Yes.
Because death couldn't hold him. Did I show you that thing in Hebrews chapter 2, verse 12, 13, and 14? Remember? That as far as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he likewise took part of the same, that through death, she would destroy him that has power over death. That is the devil. That is the devil. Hallelujah. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14, he said, as far as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he likewise took part of the same. That through death, you destroy him that has power over death. That is who? So the devil has power over death until Jesus rose from the dead. Now, what is a practical demonstration of this? Revelation chapter 1, verse 18. So when Jesus Christ went to die, now when you die at that time, because Jesus has not paid the price, you went to hell. Look at Revelation chapter 1. I am he that liveth. This is what Jesus said. I was dead, but I'm alive forevermore. So when he died and went to hell, look at what he did. I live forevermore, and I have the keys. So when he went to where he took the keys of what? Hell and death. Amen. So any other threatening thought from the devil, you are going to die, you are going to die, it's a counterfeit key. And if you yield to it, he will use the counterfeit key against you. Because a counterfeit key can start your car. If somebody has a counterfeit key to your door, he can open it. The only thing is that it's illegal. That if there's somebody there to arrest a person and deal with the person, he can go free with it. So the counterfeit merchant is illegal. It can give access. So if you have to have the understanding and the knowledge that the devil does not have, the key is with Jesus. And if Jesus went to take the key, then he took it to your advantage. It's not to your disadvantage. The key is to your advantage. Tell your neighbor, Jesus has the key to your advantage. So let me tell you something. Much as God wants you to live long, you can decide to go premature. Yes, longevity is part of your covenant right.
But if you don't know what belongs to you, Satan can deceive you. Amen. Not everybody who has gone to heaven went on the right time. You can go premature. So premature death is still death. Just that you didn't die at the right time. Now the disadvantage of premature death is that you couldn't fulfill your assignment. So the purpose of longevity is that you were born to fulfill an assignment. There is something that only you can do on this earth. Because nobody has your thumbprint. But if you don't have the understanding, what I'm doing, that is what I'm born to do. Hallelujah. Whether I'm doing two people or three people or one person, that is what I'm born to do. And if the devil cannot send you to hell, he wants you to go to heaven earlier. Because as long as you are alive, you are a threat to his kingdom. Because something happened when you begin to fast and pray. Something happened in the spirit. This week, it's possible you have blocked some things. You have stopped some things. You have you have diverted some things. You have deprogrammed the devil's programming. Tell your neighbor, possibility living. So antidote against the devil, antidote for your spirit. There's no antidote for the flesh. Paul said that I keep under my body and bring it under subjection. So when it comes to the flesh, you have to control it. Amen. But let me talk to you a little about possibility gift. Tell your neighbor, all things are possible. Tell your neighbor. Hallelujah to Jesus Christ. Are you getting the picture now? Yeah. Possibility living. Hallelujah. God wants you to live in the revelation that all things are possible. That is what it is. Now, the truth is spared from Genesis to Revelation. There is too much examples in the Bible for you to see that God can make the impossible possible. Yes, too much in the Bible. Now, I was thinking about something while we were praying. The Bible says faith comes by hearing. Have you heard it before?
Yes.
Faith comes by, that means doubt comes by not hearing.
Wow.
Yeah. I was just thinking about it. The Holy Ghost just dropped it in my spirit.
Wow.
So if you don't have faith, you can't blame God. God taught you how to get faith. I'm not intend to keep you very long. Hallelujah. It's very simple. Hallelujah. To have Jesus Christ in your heart and to know he is there puts you in the realm of what? To have Jesus Christ in your heart and to know he's there, it puts you in a possibility living. To have Jesus Christ in your heart. The Bible said this is the confidence that we have. No, the Bible said my spirit bear witness with the spirit of God. I'm a child of God. So I'm not confused. But to have Jesus Christ in your heart and to know he's there put you in a state of possibility living. Because everything is in Jesus and Jesus is in everything. So actually when you have Jesus, you have
everything.
That's your husband is in Jesus. A good marriage is in Jesus. Good health is in Jesus. Soundness is in Jesus. Prosperity is in Jesus. Oh, you are not listening to what I'm saying. So the foundation is Christ. Amen. What do you mean by possibility living? Anytime you're trying to shift to the place of impossibility, God bring the awareness to you. In Genesis chapter 18 and verse number 14, somebody laughed. And this is God's question. God told a woman who is in his menopause, I'm going to give you a child. Amen. And when the woman asked, this is the question God asked the woman. Is anything too hard for me? That's a possibility. Is anything too hard? Hallelujah. So whatever you are going through now, it's not too hard for God to change it. The fact that it has delayed does not mean let me tell you the greatest battle we are fighting now. In the perilous time, one of the most expensive commodity in the devil's supermarket is called discouragement. It operates in different angles. Discouragement can come when you keep praying and you don't see a sign. Discouragement can come on you when you keep sowing and nothing returns. So the spirit of discouragement comes when it doesn't come at the time you were expecting. But that doesn't mean that God has forsaken you. Because he promised he will never forsake. Okay, I'm glad you are asking that, Daddy, but why does God delay when you meet him? One day when I asked him a question, do you know the answer I give? He said, the secret things belong to me. Yes. The Bible said the secret belong to the Lord. Numbers chapter 23. He said, but the thing that I reveal is for our consumption. Yes. So if it is secret, then it's secret.
Yes.
How does good, bad things happen to good people? It's part of the secret. How that very good women don't get good husbands? I'm asking you a question. Hallelujah to Jesus.
Amen.
Tell your neighbor there's a possibility living.
Yes,
that means that don't try to give up. The secret things belong to the, sorry, Numbers 29. Secret thing. But come back to the place, Genesis chapter 18 and verse number 40, because I want to give you something to write down immediately. Hallelujah. And he said that, is anything too hard for the Lord? At the point I will return, at the time appointed, I will return unto thee according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son. She was 90 years. The husband was 100 years. Tell your neighbor, you are not even 50 years left. Tell the person, you are not even 50. And if you are saying I'm over 50, are you 90? Nobody in this room is 100. Now, so lack of possibility thinking is that there are 35 years girls who are afraid they won't have children. Because they have not. That is why I say, if faith comes by hearing, then doubt comes by not hearing. The reason you are doubting is that you have not heard.
Yes.
No. If you keep hearing and hearing, something will build up.
Yes.
No. Hallelujah. Yes. Something is going to build up. Because God cannot lie. Faith comes by hearing. I'm going to get you out in a second. Hallelujah. But you listen to what I'm preaching now. Listen to what Jeremiah said in Jeremiah chapter 2 verse 17. Jeremiah chapter 32 and verse number 17. Listen to the word of Jeremiah. Jeremiah chapter 32 verse 17. And the Lord God, he said, oh Lord God, behold, thou hast made the heavens and the earth, and by thy great power and stretch out arm, there is nothing too hard. Those of you shout that you have gotten a breakthrough. Those who are not joining them, you'll get it later. Look at your neighbor and say, there is nothing too hard. Nothing means what? Nothing. From the heaven to the earth, under the earth, nothing is too hard. There is no place God cannot go. No. If you think man can get to abroad, God's leg is longer than any man's leg. There is no way for you to be depressed, oppressed, compressed, downpressed about those who have gone ahead. It is their time. The reason God put you later is that those who last best. No. What do you see people? Thank God for their life. It's just their time. Your time will come. Somebody say, when you see God is blessing your neighbor, it means he's in the neighborhood. Very soon he will walk to your house. There is nothing too hard. Look at the New Living Translation, the way it puts it. Interesting. Watch this. What the New Living Translation version. Oh, sovereign Lord, you made the heavens and the earth by your strong hand and powerful hand. Nothing is too hard for you. Nothing. Nothing. Give me the Message Bible. Look at your neighbor and say, nothing means nothing. Look at the Message Bible. Dear God, my master, you created earth and sky by your great power. By merely stretching out your arm, there is nothing you can do. There is nothing God can do. That means that God can give you money. God can give you a husband. God can put children in your womb. God can heal you. He can replace your organ. There is nothing he can do. Nothing. Take it from there. This, I'm not the one saying it. It's the word. Possibility living. Hallelujah. If you don't live that way, you get frustrated and confused. The system is changing. People are pretending they are serving God. They have the form of God, but they have lost the power. Not everybody coming to church knows God. No. People have no relationship with God. And genuinely, if they want to be sincere, they can tell. Paul said it in the book of 1 Timothy. Is it 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 1? He said the end of perilous time shall come. It's a prophetic word. It's a prophetic word. Huh? It's a perilous time to come. Men shall be lovers of their own self, covetous, boasters, blasphemous. So it's a prophetic word. Huh? And once it's a prophetic word, there's nothing you can do about it. Hallelujah. Know also that in the last day, perilous times shall come. 2 Timothy 3:1. For men shall be lovers of their own self. They will be covetous. They will be boasters. So people are boasting through social media. There is a platform to boast and not pay. Is there our time? It was not there. Yes. Your time is there. Yes, no, you have access to Facebook, don't you? Yes. You can get somebody's dress and take a picture and put it there, but it's not your dress, it's boasting. People only post all the nice side on social media. So if you don't know God, you'll be under pressure. I can borrow a Louis Vuitton bag and take a picture and stand like this and post and say, my star has shined. And God knows that my star has not even started. So on thank God, it has its own good side. It's helping, it's providing, but the deceptive asset is too strong. Because the Bible says men shall be boasters, proud, proud, proud. Some are so proud, they are not even aware they are proud. Proud is the most dangerous weapon ever made from the other side. Because pride entered the devil in the arena and the atmosphere of perfection. Living in heaven, no sin, no nothing. He said, I will ascend my throne above the Most High. Pride will make the creation say you will be stronger than the creator. So if you are proud, if pride can catch Satan in heaven, be careful on it on earth. It means that you can be standing here, you are heavyweight pride, but you will justify it. Mindset. There are women whose marriages are destroyed because of pride, but they have a justification. There are men maltreating their wife, but they have a justification. Amen. There are pastors operating out of their realms of the Holy Spirit, but they have a justification. Some pastors even believe that God small, devil small can make church work. Yeah, some of them are mentioning Jesus, but they are connected to the occult. Justification. Different things are happening. The Bible says pride, blasphemy. Do you know blasphemy? I don't want to go there and tell you. Blasphemy is somebody who say God is not there or not. No. They speak as if God doesn't exist. When you hear people who have learned a little bit and say there is no God, you follow all this nonsense and all this stupid things they are telling you. No, that's not God. That's not God. It's because they have a little knowledge. They have make a little now. You see those people fall sick, and you see how mobile. Google mobile. It's there. Google it, man. Okay? Type mobile. You see, Google will give it to you. Yeah. Amen. I don't care what you think you have. You are human beings. So we are nothing. When God pull his breath, you see that you are nothing. The breath, everybody, oxygen, everybody is breathing, is the attestation that everything you have belongs to God. The day you own your own thing, the day you can provide your own oxygen. Wow. And who can give his own oxygen? Nobody. No. So the oxygen we are breathing, that is why God said the earth is the Lord. And the fullness, including everybody, Putin, Biden, name them. Yeah. They are boasting because of some nuclear. God can let angels weary on nuclear and it will die. Yeah. These things don't threaten God. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. There is nothing that threatens God. He said, tell Pharaoh, I am that I am. That was the time of superpower. He said, tell him that I am that I am, I sent you. Uncontestable. Nobody challenge him. He doesn't consult anybody to do anything in anybody's life. No one can advise him. He's too powerful. So don't get deceived. Everybody on earth, whether you are a big pastor, small pastor, medium pastor, bishop, pope, archbishop, everybody, don't let your title go into you. There's an oxygen you are breathing that belongs to somebody. When you wake up in the morning, you are still breathing, thank God. Yes, sir. I was talking to a doctor friend, he's a Pentecost elder. And then I asked him a question. I said that, do we have like male gynecologists? And he said, oh yes, a lot of them.
And I say, so we talk about Arab countries, and I say, in the Arab countries, knowing their characteristics and the way their mindset work, can a male gynecologist work? And he said, even here, some of them will bring their wife to hospital, and if the gynecologist is a male, they won't let the woman, the man, take care of the man. But he said, Prof, anybody that see that, you could see that he's not really sick. But if you are really sick, you don't care. If you are really sick, there is another practice called urologist, because my father was nowhere. And the urology, we have a female one, and he can hold your destiny and examine it. Can you imagine Pastasia and his height, and the doctor say, remove your trousers.
Examination.
You will be holding something and say, okay, lie down, lift up your leg, let me see. But if you are sick, now let me give you an example. It's like a woman in the labor ward. They are not conscious of their nakedness. When you are in labor, no, you don't care about who is watching. No, if you are trying to cover yourself, you are not started laboring. No, you say, okay, I'm shy. You are not laboring. My wife was a labor ward. A lady was holding his underwear. Say, please, can you pick my underwear for me? But you're gratifying for me. I ran away. The midwife told me, I saw for her, the upper half of the but you live here. I saw one common denominator. They don't care about their nakedness. If you are in labor, you forget about whether you are naked or not. No. People who try to be proud, they have never been into trouble. One trouble will humble them. Take it from me. Even pride can make you think you are all right today because of what you have. But that thing can sustain you for 6 months. So after 6 months, you come to reality. There are people, they are proud because of something they have. Yeah. One of the smartest guy in the Bible is the prodigal son. He's a very smart guy. And he's a guy who buried pride. He buried pride. Pride, he said, they will be proud, blasphemous, disobedient to parents. Yeah. This is happening. Children are out of control. Come to the generation children that are coming. You have to be strong. No, I'm telling you. A lot of parents don't know their children. They don't know them. We go to the schools, the thing they tell us is frightening. It's frightening that 16 years, 15 years. I'm telling you, it's frightening. One day I gathered the children here, teenagers. The things they told me, Pastor Bet was here. I asked them, I said, one-on-one, tell me the things that happened. The things they told me happened in their school. Their parents, I'm telling you, I don't think their parents are aware. Yeah. We were in a school. There was a 16-year girl. He said, people pack us here. I sleep with them. Without condom, 50 CDs or something, 20, and he said one day I can sleep with about 10. Yeah. Secondary school. The deception is a lot of parents think that their children is like their generation. Do you know the vision God showed me? I saw the devil have a small cage, like bed cage, and put children inside and capture them through phone. So one of the way the devil is coming to your children is through this. When I was a teenager, I didn't have smartphone. This thing, you can hit one button, you are in pornography.
Yes.
Even you, that's your struggle. You can hit it, then you are in an occultic website. So the solution is to pump Jesus in there. So listen, train a child the way he should go. When he grow, you will not depart. But are you training them? Everybody is thinking of taking their children to some kind of so-called some good special school. You have never prayed. Who are they going to be their roommate? Who will be there? When my children was going to school, I was concerned about the state of Christianity in the school than the so-called schools.
One of them got a very good school in Britain, scholarship. I said, no. When I pray, I said, there was a question they asked. Are you gay? Are you lesbian? Part of the form you are filling in the school, tell us where you belong. So that we can guide you to the community. And if you don't answer, you can't go to the next session. I said, you are not going to this school. I don't care what you become. Your father didn't go anywhere, but I've become something. Okay. No. It is the Lord that blesses. Yeah. You can finish a good school and be useless. You can finish a finished school, have your master's and PhD. Your name is Albert, but your husband is called Martin. Yeah. Think about it. Hallelujah. Don't get trouble. I didn't add pastor. If I add pastor, then you can tell which one I'm talking about. But this one, I just left it there. Yeah. Is there? So don't be too bold to pray. Some parents must pray. It's not matter a woman child to go to this school. Lord, you planned this child life before he was born. His life must go according to the way you have planned it. Which school have you ordained for him to go? Don't let him go where you meet an agent of the devil. These are prayers you have to pray to guide the child. Because of disobedience to parent, it's a prophecy. Hallelujah. They will be unthankful. That in people will be ungrateful. They will not remember what you have done. You lift them from nothing to something, they will forget. Amen. As for unholy, don't even talk, it's natural. Oh, holy. Catch on, you say, Jamai, you are part of the tell you, holy is there. Jamai is that, it's just a society. No. Oh, yeah. Jamai, we come to church. As of all, but Jamai, they can say, but Jamai. Prayer warriors will budge your mind. As for choir, don't even go there. Oh, shit. Oh, directly, you know, meow now, or so move. Hey, is there unholy? Is there holiness? We are even trying to push holiness out of the church. If you preach holiness as if you are not called, this is a generation that call evil good and good evil. No, so no, you will not have. If you want to be popular, there are some messages you shouldn't preach. So be popular and get people and direct them not to go to heaven, or preach what God wants them to hear. Because this generation doesn't want to hear what God wants them to hear. They want to hear what they want to hear. So somebody is stubbornly want to divorce his wife, but he need to use you to give him a prophetic word to affirm the divorce. So they are not coming to you for counsel. They are using you to authenticate and to reinforce their stupid decision. The prophet even said that the girl is not correct. He's a witch. She will disturb my future. Hey, what God has joined together. That is a biblical word. God didn't call me to break marriages. Tell your neighbor, God didn't call me to destroy marriages. Usher my name. Amen. Where's Jose Moutier? So these are prophecies. Unholy. What is the next one? After unholy, what is again? Without natural affection. Do you know what that means? Do you know what that means? Give me the New Living Translation. That's what I say. Without natural affection. One way, one kind, what I say. They will be loving. They will be unloving and unforgiving. Give me the Message Bible. Without natural affection. Is that the way the New Living Translation explains it? Dog eat dog. What I say? When you mention what I say, I won't go to details. Huh? Look at the Amplified version. Dog eat dog. They will be without natural human affection. Callous on inhuman, relentless, admitting of no truth or appeasement. They will be slanders, false accusers, troublemakers, intemperate, and loose in morals and conduct, uncontrolled and fierce, haters of good. Wait, if any hamper, they will be without natural human affection. Do you understand that one? Take time and sink into it. Amen. I preach a message. A lady came to me and said, I'm a marriage woman. I
There was a time I was talking about 40, the woman is called vibrator. So I said it. The woman came and said, well, I want to find out from whether it's a sin. Because my husband doesn't satisfy me, so I use the vibrator to satisfy myself. So he has two husbands. The natural man and the vibrator. And the Bible call it without natural human. Without Christ, you can't stop. There are things you can't stop by discipline.
Yes.
Forget true. It. Don't sit down and say that by discipline I'll stop pornography. You will stop for a short while. Because there are things only Jesus can bring you out.
Yes,
he said, without me, you can do nothing. You cannot stop immorality and adultery without Christ. You need repentance and you need restitution. You cannot stop addiction without Christ. No. The foundation of deliverance is Jesus. Because every deliverance is a demonstration of God's mercy. So don't sit down and say, I will try and discipline myself. I will not watch the phone. When the opportunity comes, Satan will drop one phone on your bed. No, you watch it. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor there's a possibility living. Possibility what? I can't hear you. You will be fine. Amen. Nothing shall be impossible. That is what Jesus said. Nothing shall be what? It's one of my favorite scriptures. When you read, is it Mark chapter 9, verse 22? Even Matthew chapter 17, verse 21 is what we say. This kind does not go forth. 17:21. How be this kind go forth? But by prayer and fasting. But I want to come to 18, 19, and 20. Jesus make a very strong statement. And the disciple came to Jesus apart and said, why couldn't we cast him out? And they said, because of your unbelief. Jesus told them, Jesus has said, because of your unbelief. Verily I say unto you, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you shall say to this mountain, remove thence to the yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible. So there is a possibility to live even if mountains are in front of you. I don't care what we are going through. It's a possibility living. Hallelujah. I don't care what you are going through. God can change the story. Yeah. Everybody here, God is telling you, I have a blessing for you if you are interested. Everybody here. And the reason the interest comes in is that your faith is required. Because there's no step of faith that makes God only responsible for the outcome. It's an irresponsible faith. No. Go to the pool of Siloam and wash. Amen. Stretch off your hand, take up your mat and walk. So you see, even all the healings of Jesus, there's an amount of faith. If somebody is paralyzed and man say, walk, rise up, take up your bed and walk. If you like, sit down. If you sit down, you remain paralyzed. But if you make an effort, some lepers came to Jesus and said that, if you that way, that can make us. So he said, go and show yourself to the priest. No, I must be healed physically before I show myself. It means was testing their faith. The Bible says, as they went. So if they stood and start challenging Jesus, Jesus, we heal us first. It means that they are not walking by faith. Amen. Let me give you something that happened. A man's son was, in fact, this account I'm talking about it. When you read the account in the book of Mark chapter 9, verse 22, it's when the man came to Jesus and spoke about the fact that, and oftentimes, he said he has a son, and the son is lunatic, and oftentimes he has cast him into the fire and into the waters to destroy him. But if thou canst do anything, so the man challenged Jesus and said, can you do something about this situation? And have compassion on her. Listen to Jesus' answer. Jesus said, it's not what I can do. Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe. So it's not what I can do, it's what you can believe. So Jesus told the man, it's not what I can do, it's what you can believe. And he said, all things are possible to him that do what believe. There are two possibilities in the Bible. All things are possible with God. A lot of people don't have a problem with that. But anything that is possible with God is also possible to him that believes. All of them require faith. Good stuff. Amen. Jesus said unto you, if thou canst believe, it's not what. So a lot of people are coming to Jesus as if Jesus is a magician. So if thou can do something, pastor, if you can pray, and don't come to the place you make sure that as if pastors has power to answer prayer. The fact that I pray that somebody has power to answer it. No.
The answer to the prayer depends on your faith.
That's true.
It's very simple. Amen.
Amen.
There are incidents in the Bible that seem God is not ready to give a miracle, but their faith gets you through. There is a Canaanite woman that came to Jesus and said, my daughter is previously versed with the devil, and Jesus will not mind the woman. Jesus will not mind her. I mean, just will not just give her attention. And the disciples came and said, send her away, it's disturbing us. And then Jesus turned and said, madam, I'm not sent back to the lordship of the house of Israel. Look at the three impediments. Jesus will not mind you. Disciples is driving you away. Jesus said, I have special people I'm sent to. The next one was an insult. You don't take the children's bread and give it to dogs. It's the last straw that breaks the back of the camel. If you are proud, you walk out. You don't take the children's bread. The man said, the Bible says he worships and said, true. But the dogs eat of the crumbs. That means that I don't want the food on the dining hall. I want the bowls, the crumb. And Jesus said, oh, woman, great is your faith. That is what he said. Woman, great is your faith. Great is your faith. Great is your faith. Great. So even let's assume Jesus was not ready and was not prepared to give the miracle. The woman's faith compared him. Tell your neighbor, possibility, 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 possibility. Because don't forget that miracles require cooperation. Don't forget, miracles require cooperation. You see, this woman cooperates with God. Amen. Cooperation. Moses came to the Red Sea. The Egyptians were coming, mounting on the left and the right. And the Lord said, go forward. If I'm there, ask God, go forward to where? Can you see? What is in front that we say we should go is a sea. Then he asked Moses, what is in your hand? That means that if I open the sea without you lifting the rod, it's magic. And God is not a magician. He is a miracle working God. It requires cooperation. So you act on what you believe. Huh? And once you act on what you believe, you commit God's integrity to perform.
Amen.
Because he cannot lie. You commit God's integrity to perform. Amen. Is this Abraham alone that believed God for the birth of Isaac? No. It's not Abraham. Because Abraham is not the one that's going to carry. Abraham don't have a womb. It's Sarah that have a womb. And you're the one that is 90 years. All Abraham assignment is to fire. When he finishes, just go to sleep. No, don't laugh. That is my responsibility. Once I do that, the rest is for you. But listen to Hebrews chapter 11 and look at it. That means that verse 11. Now, through faith also, Sarah herself received strength. It means at that time he was weak, but he must lift his faith to receive strength. Because it will not be easy for 90 years to carry 9 months child. Only faith must strengthen you to do that. The foundational definition of faith, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, it's evidence of things not seen. When you read it from the New King James Version, I like verse 2. It said, by faith. So, Hebrews chapter, by faith, the elders obtained good testimonies. By faith. Who are the elders? She's going to start lining them up. Demonstration of what they did, that God is showing that it can happen to you. Let's start talking about the elders from verse. By faith, we understand that the wells. So he started with himself. We understand that the wells. That means that God doesn't have only this well. Wells means that he has different wells. It is possible that you exit one well to come here. And when you leave here, you go to another well. So the wells are plurals of the well. Who knows the Jupiter? Who knows the Mercury? Who knows all the planet? There's some of the planet, they say the planet compared to the earth is like a beans in the sea. And they were all created by God. The highest scientists can go is the moon. They can't try the sun. They shall return. No. So God has a word. The Bible said the wells were flamed by the word of God. The wells. So God is too big for our mind to handle it. The wells, he has wells, underground wells, cities. There are different wells God is overseeing. Wells. You are talking about the continent of Africa, America, North and South, Europe, Asia, Australia. Name them. There are other wells.
that we have no idea about. In fact, we have no business knowing. Are you catching something here today? And the verse number. So, but the way, then let's look at the elders. I'm going to teach you this along the week. Yeah? By faith, he started with Abel. He started. So we are going to talk about the different faith they demonstrated. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice. When God starts with man, the first thing he starts with is giving. Because if you stop giving, you stop living. Giving is living. If you stop giving, you are not alive. No. If you are not a giver, you can't give your wife spermatozia to become pregnant. Everything is giving. No. In fact, let me tell you this. Everything God created, he created it to give. If the thing cannot give, God will not create it. This chair is supporting you to sit down. Your dress is covering your nakedness. How do I know? Look at the system of creation. How do you know that it's giving? God didn't create a fish before water. He called the fish from the water because the water must give the fish life. So the systematic order of creation shows that everything God created, God created it to give. He created the earth before the vegetation. The vegetation cannot come without the earth, they will die. He even created a garden before man and put the man in the garden. So if you stop giving, you start dying. So by faith, Abel offered unto God. After the wells were created, the next person he spoke about faith is the one who sacrificed. We will go into details about that in the course. Hallelujah. And I'm going to give you different PowerPoints on that. We will deal with all the, it's called the Hall of Fame of the Heroes of Faith. More excellent sacrifice than Cain, through which you obtain witness that he was righteous. That means that not every sacrifice in the church is excellent. And not every sacrifice or giving is accepted. Because it's not because of the size, it's not giving by faith. You can give to a woman and it's not to support her, but I want to take advantage. Because there's a motive for my giving. I'm not giving to you because I'm wasting my money. I'm looking for something. So God checks the motive behind the giving. You can give to a man of God just to control him. There are a lot of men of God who are under control of so-called rich people. They give to you so that they can tell you what to do. So not all givings are excellent. The Bible says, Abel offered a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, through which he obtained witness that he was righteous. God testified of his gift. God himself looked at the gift and testified. And through it, he being dead, still speaking. So faith can make dead people talk. And I've seen it throughout the Bible. I don't know where they were going, but you know dead people have been appearing all the time. They come home. In the Bible, they come. You see, there's something about God there. He speaks his word. And he has to make sure the word comes to pass. His integrity is backing his word so much that even if you can't do it in your lifetime, you do it after you are dying. He told Moses, take the people to the promised land. Moses did something, provoke him, strike the rock and say, you are not going again. But that will contradict the first word. So he has to find a way to bring Moses to the land. He brought him on the day of transfiguration. Wow. So listen, Moses didn't come to the land in his living time, but after death he came. Yes. So when Moses stood on the mountain of transfiguration, his feet had stepped on the ground. Yes. This is what you can trust God for what he said. No one can stop the manifestation. He can do it before death or after death. The Bible said there was Jesus, there was Elijah, there was Moses. And the interesting thing about it is that this is not hell. Peter James recognized it. He was there with Peter James, and Peter said, Master, it is good for us to be here. Let us build three tabernacles, one for Moses, one for... Between the time Moses died and Peter, it was not less than 4,000 years. But Peter saw Jesus, Moses, and recognized. There is no picture of Moses for Peter to see. So in the spirit, identification is easy. When you get through the spirit, people...
The day you get to heaven, when you meet Adam, you can tell this is Adam. Nobody must introduce them to you, because there is no limitation on you. So the Bible said they were transfigured on the mountain of Trevor, transfigured, and the glory of God descended. So they actually was catapulted into the spirit, but standing in the natural. And Peter recognized Elijah, and he recognized Moses, who thousands of years died without any flame or picture or drawing. Are you catching something here today? So you have to walk in that spirit of understanding. But we'll go into that. But tell your neighbor, there's a possibility living. So listen to me. What do you mean by what you are saying? Do you believe you can become a millionaire by June? Yes. Too much. Do you believe you can become a millionaire after these 14 days? Yes. With that possibility living, you cannot grasp it. Because God can speak and confuse you. One prophet said, tomorrow by this time, the economic people didn't believe it. The Bible said the man who leads, the man who handles the economic system, said, even God will open the windows, can this thing be it beyond his understanding? Elisha added his death sentence. Because doubt can cost your life. Doubt can cost you your life. Doubt, if it doesn't make you damp, it can take your breath. It shut the mouth of the high priest Zachariah and make him damp. The angel said, I'm Gabriel that stand in the presence of God. I'm speaking and you are doubting me. You will never speak until the day this thing happens. Because we don't want you to be going around talking doubt. So we'll shut your mouth. That means the angel was saying that what you say can affect a miracle. That means that Zachariah can use his mouth to destroy John the Baptist. So let's shut your mouth. If you have nothing to say, keep quiet. Don't try to pretend you have to say something by force. No, keep quiet. Keep quiet. It's better to keep quiet than to speak doubt. Can cost you your life. No, straightforward. Elijah told the man, you will see it, but you will never eat it. And he died on the entrance of Samaria. Cost him his life. So doubt and speaking careless words can send you to the grave. In fact, in the book of Matthew chapter 12 and verse number 37, 38, 39, Jesus said, every careless word that you speak, Jesus said, and by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned. So by you, nothing condemn you is your words. So be careful. Be careful what you say. By your words you will be what? And by your words you will be what? Oh, Jesus. I can't wait to teach you the ability to learn to talk right, so that you get the right things. If you don't learn how to talk right, nothing good will come out of you. The Bible says in the book of Job chapter 3, let the weak say I'm strong, let the poor say I'm rich. The supernatural realm is so sensitive, you are not permitted to tell people you are poor, because what you call poverty is temporary. You only make permanent by what you say. That is why the word "it shall come to stay" is not in the Bible. What we hear is "it shall come to pass." It means that nothing come to stay. The situation you are in now is not permanent. No. The reason why God has made you to go through financial hardships is that when money comes, you appreciate it. So girl, he allow us to go through hardships so that when the time of blessing comes, we will not make it look like it's our strength. He's interested in his glory when he's blessing you. Because at the end of the day, when the blessing comes, you must tear the source. And he will create condition around you. That is why Paul said that. I learn, I study law. I study under one of the learned lawyers, Gamaliel. But I am what I am. It means that Paul didn't tie it to a good law learning, tie it to grace. Because looking at the circumstance that God is salvation and the way he wrote the Bible, only grace can do this. Now, if it is not grace, then my lecturer should have been doing what I'm doing. But God didn't choose the lecturer. Are you really catching something here today? Possibility living. Hallelujah. And this thing must be in your mind, walking around. We are going to face perilous time, difficulties. Hallelujah.
Things are going to, I'm telling you, some of you, the reason the battle is so fierce on you is that you are first generation Christian. You are breaking, you are not just trying to be blessed, you are ending a curse. And the devil is cheating the system. You must go through some wahala for the people following you to go through blessing. Listen to what the Bible says. Jesus Christ was rich, but for our sake, he became poor. That through his poverty. So rich people might become poor for others to become rich. I want to say something. The reason why Africa we are poor is that we don't have people sacrificing for the generations to come. Wait a second. Let me finish before you shout. The reason you want to kill and get visa to go to America is that other people sacrifice for the land. That is the difference. No. It's called generational thinking. So if you are not a generational thinker, you will not even prosper. You will not even prosper. God said that you must leave inheritance for your grandchildren. But the African man, they said, what do you want to lose your teeth? Why? Don't you want to enjoy some meat? But it's a prophet they believe. But me, that my mind is transformed by the renewing of your mind. As I'm standing here, by the time I'm going to heaven, I must have a will for my grandchildren. Because it's in the Bible. It's in the Bible. I'm not expecting my children to come and take care of me. For what? It's not biblical. A good man leave inheritance. So if you die and you don't leave anything, you are not a good man. And another word, good in the Hebrew, means a responsible man. This thing that Paul said in Romans chapter 12, verse 1, I said that. Romans chapter 12, let me read it. I just quote the scripture and said that. Romans chapter 12, verse 1. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is a reasonable sacrifice. But look at verse 2. Be not conformed to this world. Don't think the way the world is thinking. You'll be trapped. But you must be transformed. It means read. It means study. It means don't be ignorant. You must know something about current affairs. You must know something about accounting. You must know something about investment. You must know how to give, and you must understand why you are giving. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. So if you sit here and you want your children to take care of you so that you lose your teeth, your mind is not transformed.
Yes.
Simple. If you marry and your wife is not happy, your mind is not transformed. Nothing bad about you, but still living in your ignorance. If you don't know how to handle a man and you are shouting on a man and disrespecting the man, your mind is not be transformed by renewing. It means that by tomorrow, my thinking must be better than today. Based on the information. Oh, Jesus. Let me tell you this. And I don't care how you get offended. The worst person you live is a person who doesn't change and grow. So it means that if you are married to a woman and last week you said something and you got angry and said, what is that? I finished cooking the food. If you eat, you throw it away. And he speak that way last week. He come to church, he hear me preach. Why? Submit yourself to your husband. You have no right to shout on your husband. Then a similar incident happened. And the husband said, well, I don't want to say what you say, but I didn't say jollof. Oh, honey, I'm very sorry. Please, what do you want to? Let me go and prepare the one. It means that the person's mind has been renewed. Once you repeat the past mistake, it means that you have not been renewed. Very simple. Very simple. Very simple. You see the way you are quiet? Do you know, can I explain your quiet? You are not renewed. That's why you are quiet. So the Holy Ghost, remember, tell me, didn't grow fat, tell me. That's what it is. Oh, if you go and commit fornication last month, and you feel bad, you pray, and the following month you are doing it again, the problem is that your mind has not been renewed. When David started committing adultery, later I came back and said, I am doing this because the word of God is not in my heart. Thy word have I hid that I might not sin. So you don't escape sin because you are prayerful. The prayer can help you, but
What really put you, if you go to the room of a naked woman, what will bring you out is the word. It's not prayer. The more you pray in tongues, the more you will charge. No matter how anointed you are, he is wearing only underwear and lying down. Then you stand the code abaya to yaba, should abaya, or Bosabaka say, cut to be a giant pipe on album. Did the Bible say, close your eyes, say, watch and pray? Then kadabaya, baya, 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 bosa, say, that is what will happen to you. Do you know the greatest mystery I learn about women is that? Number one, can I tell you guys?
Yes, sir.
Okay, group yourself here. Group yourself. Listen to me very carefully. If you meet a woman, that is why I told you yesterday or Sunday, I said that a woman cannot rape a man.
Yes, sir.
Okay. He can only seduce you. But seduction is a suggestion. But every woman knows here that he can trigger something inside.
Yeah.
They know. They know. They know. They know. Ask them. If one is asking, do you know this? They will tell you that they know. They know. Now, every woman knows that there are certain parts of his body, when you see it, something inside you will wake up. They know it. So when you see the genuine ones, when they see those things, they cover it. They're covering, they are protecting you. They know it. They know. So you think, no, they know it. They know it from the, they know that, listen, a woman knows that there is something in her that a man needs. He doesn't want it though. This is what makes us vulnerable before women. They are something we need. Every man standing here, this man of God, this one, they are carrying billions of spermatozoa. Every man. And want a place to discharge. Offloading. Every man. Every man. No man can make money and spend without a woman. From politician to pastor. That is why, let me tell you this. If you understand the principle of what I explain, there is a boundary you cross, not even the Holy Ghost can bring you. There is a certain boundary you cross in a territory with a woman. God knows he can't bring you out. Your anointing cannot. Share. David was standing at the balcony and saw a woman bathing. He only saw the upper part.
The upper part.
No, don't look at me with a hypocritic eye. It's in the Bible. You see, you try to pretend you are holier than me, but I'm reading from the Bible. Every logic thinking shows that the bathroom doesn't have roof. And David was at the balcony and saw that, because when the woman is bathing, you can only see the upper part. And from a distance, David couldn't get the picture out of his mind. Now, if you can see something from a balcony and from a distance and just the upper part, what about when you meet the full picture? You cannot know. These are pictures in the Bible. So let me give you a picture and watch it. I am sure when Sarah concluded to get Abraham to sleep with Hagar, he went to Hagar and said, listen, I'm sending daddy to come to your room, wear your best underwear and lie down. It's not in the Bible, but I'm sure. Because when Abraham entered the tent, something must trigger. Do you remember the sequence of counsel Naomi gave to Ruth concerning Boaz? It's in the Bible. He taught her the systematic steps to trigger something in Boaz. It's a lie by her under his feet. It's in the Bible. Omani Dalashin. Dalashin. Catch on, I said Dalashin. Dalashin. There are some women sitting there, but they are all hypocrites. They are looking at me some way. B is one of them. There's another lady there. They are trying to pretend they are spiritual, but go to their bedroom and see whether they are spiritual. You see, a lot of people are very hypocrite. Even some of the sisters that are praying, if you see them in their accent, you'll be shocked. We are not real. Africa, we are very hypocritical. This I'm preaching. Somebody says, how can you say this? You say some pastors will come and stand there, and then the way I didn't know the other tree now. It's hypocrisy. Some of those are so for a Jamaican Kwan. No. Hallelujah. No, if you come set it, it doesn't matter your anointing. If you come to, that's why I tell people that the deliverance of getting trapped by immorality and unwanted sex is not prayer, it's boundaries. That means that don't develop the attitude of talking to a chorister for 4 hours on the phone. You develop a romantic relationship. If you have a wife and you are married, don't develop the system of talking to your ex, because you might not break your soul tie. This is a spirit.
Boom, 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 boom.
Migusu boom. You see the young girl who took a picture, who is married to the pastor and sent it to his former girlfriend. That means the soul tie was not broken. One day, allow me to preach about breaking of soul tie. Because you can marry for 20 years and your soul tie is not broken.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Do you know the reason God wants us to marry in virginity? Eh? Because if you eat jollof and you test wache, wache no ye wobakubi and no la pass in the war anti abiban so dear. So listen. Laugh close. What's up? Chair. Listen, please don't stop. Allow me to preach the realities of life. These are the things people are facing. You. It's reality. Reality. When I had the opportunity to counsel people, sometimes I ask them. I say, go. You let me talk to the woman. I say, sit down. You want me to counsel? I can counsel you only one day. And there's no need for me to bring a manual. I have points I have to check. You, are you a virgin? No. How many men have you slept with? That they are about 5. It means that you have tested 5 different varieties. Longer, shorter. Different. Okay, there is an incident. I called the guy and said, hey, are you a virgin? He said, yes, sir, I'm a virgin. It means that the girl is going to marry a guy who is a greenhorn. But the girl is a ninja. Yes. This thing, if you don't handle it practically in marriage, it can cost the marriage. Now, these things, salvation doesn't take it away. You will live in the depression of it. Immediately, you have to balance the equation. So, if you happen to ask, I give the girl counseling and I give the guy counseling. They say, oh, communication in marriage. That's nonsense. And you go and bring a manual and you put the number one. When you are going, I call your husband. What kind of nonsense is that? Deal with the realities. Richie Robert, who was married for 46 years, we were in a car going to Holiday Inn to go and eat. I said, Richard. He said, Nana, oh man, today is my 40 something years of marriage. I said, hey, Richard. Richie, please tell me, what are the problems that can happen and break marriage? Richard Robinson, Anna, all marriage problems are 2, sex and money. I said, no. Explain. He said, I will never explain it. Time will tell you.
Sex and money.
You see, they can talk about different things, but if you see any marriage break, it's coming from that line. If your husband doesn't satisfy, it's difficult to tell everybody. There are things you can't share it with people. You have to keep it. Is there? There are African men whose wives have never experienced an orgasm. Never. It's not. They are ignorant. They don't know it. They start like caterpillar, end like caterpillar. They are Buddhists. Go, poo. They push the thing. They slash. No, they don't know. African men, I'm telling you. And there are things that the church must teach, and the church is trying to step into what I call religiosity. Also, if you find this scripture for me, the elder woman should teach. Is it Jude or find it? Yeah. Titus or one of them, the elder woman. Paul was teaching and said that either that he wrote a letter to Paul or Titus, one of them. He said that, I think it's Titus. Can find it for me. I was meditating on that scripture and something dropped in my spirit. I was just looking at a lot of African men, especially Ghanaian men. Let me qualify, Portuguese men. They can fast for 14 days, but they don't know, because most African men, when you talk about romance, it's sex. They don't understand. They don't know. No. A man's need may be sex, but a woman's need is not sex, it's affection.
Wow.
In fact, there is another thing I'm learning from a gynecologist. When you finish having sex with your wife, after the sex, your behavior is very important. I have been telling them. Titus chapter 2 verse 3. The aged woman, likewise, that they be in behavior as becoming holiness. That means that there is a certain age you come to in the church. You have to be careful even what you wear. Paul is talking about behavior. No. You cannot dress showing your thighs. You cannot dress showing your breasts. Behavior. Not false accusers, not giving too much wine. It means as a certain age, stop being a booze woman. Yeah. It's there. I'm not the one saying it. Watch this. Teachers of good things, that look at the next verse. Watch this. That they may teach the younger woman to be sober, to love their husband. Go to the New Living Translation. I want to break it down. Watch this. This older woman must train. So, unfortunately, a lot of the up and coming young married people don't have mentors. So by the time the problem comes and they say they are divorcing, it has come to stage 4 of the spiritual cancer level. I'm teaching. I have kept dogs almost all my life as a young boy. I'll tell you one commodity. I'll tell the boys, I say that. Anytime a dog dies and a dog is sick, initial stages of the sickness can be solved. If the boys leave it for a certain time, it's very difficult to reverse it. This older woman must train the younger woman to love their husband. They must train. So what do you use to train? The rough edges you have gone through. And the experiences you have. You used to tell them, hey girl, I saw the way you talk to your husband. If you continue this, you lose your marriage. Because sometimes you are behaving because you are ignorant. Like I said, some of you can be very prayerful, but you have not learned the skill and the systematic knowledge of bringing a woman to a level that they can be easy or gassy.
Yes.
Sometimes to have sex with your wife in the night, it must start in the morning. The pampering, the atmosphere. Yeah. For your information, I have a very balanced life. Very, very balanced life. I'm not struggling at all. My home is very stable. I can't even use my busyness as an excuse. Responsibility is a price for greatness. I am a very balanced, and I learn. I read gynecological books. I read. I know my wife's system of sight. If my wife behaves some way, I know the reason he's behaving that way. I know her cycle to her ovulation and everything. Ovulation can cause a woman to misbehave. Because ovulation can be like contraction. I know it. No, something is happening to his body that he can't tell you. No. Women are so unique that they are the only people that go sieve their blood every month and extract the wrong blood out. Yeah, you're born in a time. Tina Bon say, Meme Wusa. No, these are all things in the Bible. I can preach different things from it. Get you straight. The family life is a problem. It's what the devil is attacking. So you cannot be a man of God in your church and preach with that family life. Yeah. The devil's number one attack is the family. Yeah. He started attacking the family from the Garden of Eden. Yeah. Don't make church more important than family. The state of the family determines the state of the church. Yeah. If you want to know the mind of God for everything, go to the book of beginnings. In the garden, God didn't start a church. He started a family. So every pastor with a strong church, with a bad family, you are still a failure. Your wife must be happy. Your children must not resent your ministry. Oh. You go to heaven without a crown. Because the most successful husband who has ever lived on earth is called Jesus. His wife is called Ecclesia, the church. Husband, love your wife as Christ loved the church. So if you want to marry your wife, go and see how Jesus married his church. That one is another bar. You can't handle it now. It's another bar. So sometimes your wife, the first time I pick a revelation to service my marriage, this is probably about 20 years ago. I was in Bachona Mobile and I was going to service my car, and the Lord told me that I'm very sensitive to the things. I was sitting down, they were changing oil. The Lord said, you never service your marriage. Because first 2 years of my marriage, I was ignorant of a lot of things. So I said, Lord, how do I service my marriage? When God taught me, so I traveled with my wife somewhere, and then when I picked the revelation how to service marriage, I asked her, 2 years of marriage, what are the things I've been doing that you don't like? Because the reason you change oil is that you don't like the old oil. I was shocked. Then I realized that there are things at the back of my mind, and I knew that this thing I didn't do, I didn't talk well. I realized those things were not the issue. When he started talking, and sincerely, you see, there are systematic way of doing this. It depends on your temperament and the way you have lived. If you don't create the right atmosphere, he won't tell you the truth. So you have to create an atmosphere for it. It's not that much ahead, you know? And then I'm here. So there be me pay. He just doesn't want trouble. That's all. Somebody sent me a message and say, I now understand why. He said, somebody sent me a message. He said, I didn't know why, as an anointed man of God, you always talk about family life. But somebody cut excess of what I preach on Sunday and put it so. You know, people cut my message sometimes out, and then the person said, I now understand. I think there was a demonstration I was making. And he said, this thing has opened my eyes to the problem between me and my wife. And he said, when you say you can be a pastor, remember that demonstration I did? And I said that the children can come somewhere, you don't touch each other. So in my research, I realized that some of the people with a solid marriage is those who childbirth delay. Because they're born before the children come. Mom, we are wedding. Are they not money? No, 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 no. They bond. No, especially when they are spiritual, they stay. They bond. They seriously bond, and they bond with that child because they were bonding before the children came. That is why sometimes it's not even advisable to marry and immediately have children. Maybe 1 year. You have to bond. You have to know your rough edges. Because courtship is deception. Yeah. You know, we hide a lot of things in courtship. The reality comes after we marry. It's one thing to find body lives La Paz, you are in Pram Pram and you are visiting one another, and to come under the same roof. That's where you learn that the guy snore. Yeah. That's why you learn that. Let me tell you something. Marriage is not an easy thing. In fact, no selfish person can have a successful marriage. You have to be very selfless. Number two, if you let titles go into your head, it can destroy your marriage. So this is my slogan. I'm a pastor in church and a husband at home.
So I don't allow my children to call me with any kind of title, anything. They call me dad. Everybody has his own nickname they're calling me. Yeah, man. Some of my girls, some of them call me, hey, big boy. Some of them call me boy. They have different way of calling me. And I'm cool with it. I'm cool. Assume it, my girls. If they are run, I think I give them a peg almost every day. Do you know the reason why the first boy that kisses you fall in love with him? Because your father never demonstrated. So when the guy kisses you, then. So we can preach it from that angle and bring it to upbringing. No, if you meet my girls and I go to shopping with them. I demonstrate things with them. I teach them things. When they started having their menses, I taught them the dangers of premarital sex. It's not a matter of hiding from them. Teach them. Teach the good and the bad and leave it for their decision. And I told them that, well, if you do it, this is a consequence. Show them through the Bible. No, it's there. Because they are not going to be with you all your life. No. Taught my son Anakwami a lot of things. She knows. He studied further. One day I bought a flame. I like the thing. I put it down. Hanging it. Because of something I saw, I hang it. My son comes and says, Daddy, you of all people, this one you mix it. He said, what is it? He said, that thing you bought, you didn't see. He said, look at the picture behind. It's an occultic sign. Then I learned that he learned it to one of the subjects. So the signs, like you see someone that they have a calf of a human head. It's a certain group. Immediately I took the thing. Scatter it by fire. One day I'll teach you that the first thing that makes marriage worth is to marry your friend. The person you want to live in a room with, develop friendship. Because romance don't always exist in marriage. Now you are young, there's a certain time you lose appetite for sex. If you keep seeing each other's nakedness for 20 something years, there is a season. Depends on what you are dealing with. Business is not going well. Ministry is not going well. Visions are not being fulfilled. It can affect your ejaculation and election. You, as a man, all the men, listen to me very carefully. So some of you, when you see that your election is weak and go, doctor say you are stressful. You are not stressed. You are broke. At that time, if the romance leave and the friendship, brother, sister, and the friendship doesn't take place in the romance, it can affect the marriage. There must be a lot of understanding. No, don't only be happy when you're about to have sex. No. That is why gradually, because of the stress and the atmosphere we find ourselves in, we are gradually eating into the lifestyle of the West. So there must be a periodic vacation. And nobody say travel to Dubai. You can go to Adan, can go to St. James. Just leave your home environment. Find some place, sit by the poolside, by the beach, and just change the atmosphere and enjoy life. Do that for 5 days. Come back, you see that you are renewed. It's very important. And don't just think of always making money that you don't spend. That is one problem with Africa. Every day you are chasing money. Then you don't even have time to enjoy. Abrofuno omudi omujo hwe. Obetime aye adwuma from January no abobo no November not ni nyira ko jinani no asambe start. No, some of them they work but they enjoy their life. You go to our 5-star hotels. Udi opa ko Kimpiski na ko moving be now. Ubonsa abrofun ko na bonso mugu. E tia say yen. Oh. You sit down, my baby, for a queen, no more for down. Lift up your two hands. We don't have life. Well, also, I'm telling you, we don't have life. We don't have life. We don't have life.
It's not every hotel that is expensive. Sometimes develop the attitude of taking your don't allow your wife to cook. I say, honey, let's go and eat here. Ghana has a lot of restaurants. Go and sit there. Teach your children how to use fork and knife. Let them learn. Get the beer and pesie or china brobe and the chia kobi. Then every day and the anybody ne be the okay munka mutu. No, move out. Enjoy social life. As you begin to do that, you see God blessing you. You can start going to Royal Saint, you can start going to places. Very soon you see that you have gone outside. Then you start traveling. Once your mind decides, God will make a way.
Amen.
We don't have life. Pastors, a lot of pastors don't have life. The preacher, I mean, I have life. Oh. The way God programmed women, if you want to enjoy your wife, don't let her live in stress all the time. You have to find a way and create some atmosphere for her that bring relaxing. Because by their nature, if you study the Bible carefully, and I'm not talking about something I'm giving you advice from the Bible. Have you seen that when Eve was one of the last things to be created? Last. Adam tilled the ground, named all the animals, and finally God formed the Eve. So naturally, they are not created for Wahala. They are not built for that. And the worst thing you can do is to change the nature of what God has made. Because if God created a horse to run and you want the horse to cook, so even though systems and all the system has brought them to the place they are working extremely, but that is not how they were built. It's not a gift of the spirit. You must consciously put it as part of your plan. Yes. So once in a while, tell your wife, hey girl, next week we are going to this place. Take care to some hotel. Buzia Beach, we used to go there. We used to go to, what do we call it? Even Sogakope here, there says Pabi. Do you remember Holy Trinity? We used to go there. Early days of our marriage, 23 years ago. We used to go there 22 years ago. And now you are going to Spain. I started with Sogakope. Life is in phases. The face I am now, you will not be there, but I'm there. Me, it will come to, do you know something? When I call one of my sons and I say, I'm thinking of bringing mommy for a vacation. So, no, okay, daddy. Then I say, get me a hotel just to do renovation. For when I got there, he has booked the hotel. He even bought a ticket from London to meet me in Spain and stay with us and pay for all the hotel and pay for every food we will eat. God is my eternal witness. That is the favor I'm walking in. Rented the car to be taking us around. And because he is a very good lawyer, he said, Papa, I'll stay with you for 2 days. I'll go back and 2 days before you leave, I'll come back and see you off. And I say, hey, boy, this is it, Papa. No, this is my opportunity, please. Everything. Huh? But when I was going to Sukakope, nobody paid. No, I was there. Hey, I paid myself. Hallelujah. Uh-huh. So tell your neighbor, you move from where you are to another face. But if you don't start, you can never move. Yeah. Develop that thing. Amen. Are you possibility living? Yeah. Possibility living. Possibility living. Possibility living. The Lord richly bless you.
Bless you for listening. I hope you enjoyed the message. For further inquiries, contact Veld Prayer Center, P.O. Box GP21421, Accra. Telephone +233 2740099 33 or +233 242 47 2655. Email us on info@portercity.com or visit our website www.portercity.com. Location: Plot 16, Miocho Road, Pram Pram, Greater Accra, Ghana.